Welcome to step two of the family ministry plan, parent commissioning. Psalm 127 verse 4 contains an amazing truth about your child, though this verse is often overlooked. Verse 4 is often overlooked because the verse before it is a nice, safe, and kind of a warm and fuzzy feeling kind of verse. Psalm 127 verse 3 says that, "Children are a gift from the Lord. They are a reward from Him." Yet the very next verse, Psalm 127 verse 4 says, "Children born to a young man are like arrows in a warrior's hands." Let me reread that. Children born to a young man are like arrows in a warrior's hands. The writer refers to your child as a weapon. This reference is no mistake. God has great plans for your child. Yet these plans cannot be accomplished if we try to keep our arrows, our children, in our quivers. These plans cannot be accomplished if we do not shape our arrows so that they will fly toward God's intended target. God desires for us to eventually launch our arrows, our children, into the world to make a difference for Him. As parents, you get to be the primary crafters of your arrows, your children. However, we as a church want to partner with you in your endeavors to launch your children into the world after graduation as a weapon in God's arsenal. This partnership might have been initiated at your child's birth with the birth celebration resource. But this partnership will be consummated at parent commissioning. Now, parent commissioning is not the same as baby dedication. And as Baptists, we do not baptize infants. Most Baptist churches replace baby baptism with a baby dedication. A baby dedication is motivated by two main reasons. One, parents wish to celebrate the birth of their child, and two, they want to promise before God, family, and the faith community to raise that child to know God. No water needed. Recently, many churches have transitioned from baby dedications to parent commissionings. We have made this transition at Cornerstone. The reason we have made this transition is because when we look at passages of Scripture, such as Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9, Psalms chapter 127, and the Great Commission of Jesus found in Matthew chapter 28, 18 through 20, we believe home is your first mission field. The word commission means to give an order or authorize the production of something. In Matthew 28, Jesus gave the order to go and make disciples. He authorized His disciples to produce disciples. But Jesus also promised to always be with them. Jesus gave the disciples orders to make disciples who make disciples who make disciples. As a parent who is a Christ follower, you are to make disciples of your children so that they can make disciples of their children, your grandchildren, so that they can make disciples of their children, your great-grandchildren. If this sounds like a daunting task, it's because it is a daunting task. However, Jesus has promised to always be with us and to empower us so that we can obey Him in making disciples that obey His commands. Not only do we have the promise of the presence and the power of Jesus all the days of our lives, but God's plan for discipling our children is not a Lone Ranger approach. Psalm 127 was a song of ascent. In Old Testament times, the Jews were to travel to Jerusalem for three of their religious festivals. Since Jerusalem sits on a hill, the pilgrims would sing songs on the ascent, or, in other words, the uphill road to the city. Those present during the ascent included parents, children, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and others from the community of faith. All the community of Israel was present at the giving of the instructions found in Deuteronomy 6:4-9. As a church, we want to partner with you and equip you since God has called you to be missionaries to your children. There are two parts to this step in the family ministry plan. The first step, in order to prepare for your parent commissioning, is to listen to the following podcast. In the following podcast, we will explain God's design for parenting and how our church plans to support and partner with you in discipling your children. The second step in parent commissioning is selecting a Sunday morning worship gathering in which we will do the actual commissioning. During that time of celebration, we will ask you and your family to come up on the platform. We will make your desire known and wanting to disciple your children, and we as a church will pray with you and over you and enter into covenant with you as you begin to disciple your children. To disciple them with the end goal that when they graduate high school, that you are launching them out into the world to impact the world with the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am praying for you as you make this journey, as you take these first initial steps in saying that as for my house, we will serve the Lord. If you have any questions through this process, please feel free to reach out to me. I look forward to seeing how God will use you in shaping and molding this next generation for Him.